Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Clark won't hear the car riders on today like they do at the Kentucky Derby, but he's got a nice book of rides at Warwick Farm. How are you, Tim?
Morning, Cozzy. Really well.
That's good. It's good to see Gary Portelli has got back alive and in one piece from his 50th birthday.
Good to have money to be going on them sorts of holidays, eh, Cozzy?
Oh, he's just got too much. He's had to get rid of some by the looks of it.
It'd be awesome to something like that to see, that's for sure.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby. It's 156,000. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, massive. Them places that, as you said, though, they're accustomed to having that many people, and they run so smoothly.
It's the population of a major provincial city.
Yeah, it's incredible to think that they're all in that in one place at one time. And, I'm sure. Yeah, the atmosphere would have been unreal.
Now, you're on a couple of nice ones today. St. Ambrose, a nice sepoy horse. Been a bit of money for this, too. The Freemans have got it in the first.
Yeah, it looks like he's getting better with each run. And looks like the 1400 is definitely going to be suitable as well. So he's drawing a sticky barrier. But from that start at Warwick Farm, he's got such a long time to find a position. And, he showed pace the other day, and hopefully he can do something similar today and race up on the speed. And, he looked to be still strong enough on the line there last start. So looks a good race for him. Third up, he looks like he's had a good preparation, good build-up for it.
Interesting runner in the second, Ulyssa Barr, for Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott. The earmuffs go on. This horse had two trials, good enough to take to Perth for the WA Guineas.
Yeah, at his best, he'd be very hard to beat in a race like this. It doesn't look overly strong. I just thought his trials were a touch lackluster, but come race day, hopefully he can switch on and you know what you're going to get with him. He'll roll forward and put himself on speed and give a good account of himself.
All right, you got a nice horse, Northern Voyage. Nice winner the other day at Kembla Grange in the third.
Yeah, look, a horse that's taken a long time to come to hand, and I've got a couple of guys today that are coming off provincial maiden wins to town. It's never an easy task, and this bloke, he raced up on the speed in a mile there and whacked away, and he may be looking for a little bit. It wasn't an overly strong race the other day, so probably has to improve a little bit. But it doesn't look an overly strong race this either. So hopefully he's taken improvement out of his first up win, and he can improve enough to run a nice race today.
Dreaming for more, 3-year-old filly in the fifth, almost a clone really of Northern Voyage. Nice winner the other day, Kembla Grange.
Yeah, she's obviously lightly raced. She's only a light filly that continues to improve. With a bit of time, and she's finally starting to mature. And that was a nice win for her. So I think the step up in distance is going to suit her out to the 1200. Another one that's drawn a little bit awkward, but as I said, the run down the side there, you got plenty of time to get into a spot, and she's probably another one though that needs to improve off her first up win.
And Catmosphere in race seven, this horse is showing pace. It's had a bit of a freshen for a month, but showing pace its last two runs.
Yeah, and looks to get into a race where there doesn't look to be a lot of speed, so maybe we can get a soft run on speed without too much pressure, and that should allow her to give a good kick on straightening, hopefully, and be hard to run down. So, as I said, she gets a few on-pace favours today, for sure.
Tim, you got some nice rides. What's the pick of them?
Probably the horse in the first race. He looks like he's progressing well and nearing a win, so hopefully he can get a decent run from his wide barrier and be too good for them.
Right, St. Ambrose. Tim, always good to catch up. Good luck today.
Beauty, Cozzy. Appreciate it.